Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay Perry joining us once again. Lindsay, question in from Patrick. Patrick says, I'm turning 52 and I've run ultra marathons for a decade now. I'm putting in more mileage, about 60 to 70 kilometers a week, but my results on long races are not improving. I get the same results, but with less effort than before. I've run 4 10.5 hour comrades, would love to run a sub 10 next year. How do I motivate myself to push for that extra half hour on race day?
Look, it's unfortunately a bit of a complicated answer. Yeah, there's not a quick solution to this, but what we do see is that over time, there is a slowing down of athletes. We can often reverse those by training smartly and changing a few things. And what I have found, particularly with athletes that move into their 50s and more so in their 60s, is that we can get a lot better results on a lot less training than before, because the recovery times are slower. And so that extra recovery time that we add in actually allows runners to actually get better. And if I use my father as a really good example here, that once he finally started listening to me, his original investment in my degree didn't seem to be enough to trigger him to take any advice. But eventually he was sort of forced into taking advice, and we moved him from running his traditional 7 days a week, which he'd been running for 4 decades, to running 4 days a week. And over the next 7 years, my dad got faster and faster and faster over 7 years, until he ran at the age of 62. He started running times in races that he was running in his early 50s. And then since then, he has just kind of steadily gotten slower and slower. But really what I'm trying to say is that it's about finding the right balance for you, so that you can either just slow down that rate of, or reduce the rate of slowing down, or in the short term get some more improvement. But the only way you can do it is by getting the right mix between training and recovery. And that probably doesn't mean training more. It probably means training a little bit less, maybe adding some strength training into the mix, things like that.
Brilliant stuff. Lindsay, thank you for that. And that's about it for the Ask Coach Perry podcast for 2015. We're wrapping things up, taking a few weeks off. It's been an incredible year. We want to thank each and every one of you for listening. We'll be back in the second week of January. Lindsay, you and yours have a wonderful Christmas, and we'll chat again in 2016.
Thank you, Brad. Thanks for a fantastic year, you and all our many listeners. And yeah, really, very much looking forward to chatting again next year.
Yeah, the next Comrades Marathon webinar happening the second week of Jan. I think it's the 13th of January, if my memory serves me correctly. The website to get to, if you want to register for it now and kickstart your 2016 the best possible way, it is absolutely free. So head over to coachperry.com/comrades-marathon-webinar. I'll pop the links into the show notes of this episode as well. Until then, have yourself a Merry Christmas and a fantastic New Year celebration, and we'll get you raring to go early in 2016. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.